Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on XTU, and we knew it finally happened. Andy broke one of her kids.
I didn't do it. I wasn't even there. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. So this is a first in the Summers household, and I want to know when this has happened to you, because it's happened to everyone. We were all kids. We've all had to go through this. So 215-263-6700. You can always call or text us at that number. But also, I kind of want your opinion on how I dealt with it as a mom. Okay.
Okay.
So this, my son Leonard is 9 years old. And he's very active, as mm-hmm. most 9 year olds are, right? Like we're very physically active.
Yeah. Especially 9 year old boys. Aren't they just always wrestling
right.
and bouncing off walls, literally?
And he bounces.
Does he? Yeah.
And for the first time, he didn't bounce this weekend. So, you know, like he's very athletic and he's really growing into his muscles and figuring out how to do everything, which mm-hmm. is awesome. So he was riding a four wheeler at his grandparents' house, my in-laws. They have a lot of property and they have these little quads for the kids to ride. And so, you know, he's always trying to do better than Tori, who is 3.5 years older than him. And just things just come so naturally to her. So it's tough being her little brother, you know.
Sure.
So he's in front of her on his quad. This is the story that I'm getting from Papa Bob. He's and then he turns around to see how far ahead he is than her. And when he turns, the wheel
kind of went with his head. Yeah.
So up an embankment, he starts to flip off. So he bailed. He jumped. And then the quad came tumbling down.
Ooh.
Bob said that was really the most miraculous part, is how far it actually rolled down a hill and then onto a road.
Oh, my gosh.
So luckily, Leonard was smart enough to bail this time, because it has happened before where he held on and just tumbled with it. And then got up and was fine. Because, of course, they wear helmets.
Yeah, yeah.
But this time, no. When he jumped off, he twisted his knee pretty badly. Mm-hmm. And initially, it didn't seem too bad. But then as the day progressed, it got more and more swollen. Can't put any pressure on it. So that happened on Saturday. So where I'm like, I'm one of those, like, rub some dirt on it. Part of me wants to take him to the hospital immediately. But the other part of me is like, calm down. He's not injuring it any further. We'll just see how this plays out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we waited. And waited and waited and waited. And then we ended up going to patient first last night. And
okay, you said this happened Saturday?
Yeah. So we gave in and took him to patient first, our urgent care. And
did you cave in because he kept saying it really hurts? Or were you looking at going, he should probably have it checked out, even though he's not complaining?
Because the swelling wasn't going down at all.
Okay.
And he still couldn't put any pressure on it. So, like, Saturday into Sunday, he woke up a couple times during the night because the pain was so bad.
Wow.
Yeah, so you know it's bad then, right?
So what'd they say?
So no broken bones, but probably just a really bad sprain unless something was torn inside there. So we're going to probably have to go to an orthopedic and like...
Yeah, like an MRI or something
fancy? Yeah, figure it all out. Because
I don't think you're... What did you do? You're not a terrible parent.
Well, you know, it's just how you approach things. Because then, of course, you talk to all the other moms who are like, oh, it's just the beginning. And I'm like, I know. I get that. But
he did make it pretty far in life without getting hurt, seriously.
He did,
right?
Which is why and that was the other thing, is that, like, he's 9, and this is the first time he's really gotten hurt.
That's pretty amazing.
So he doesn't know pain. And then he felt it for... So it's like, do we believe that it's really as bad as he's making it seem to be? Or is he kind of being a baby about this because he's never really been hurt before?
Not like
me, who I keep chopping my fingers off,
you
know?
Yeah, you hate your fingers for
some
reason.
I hate my fingers.
Yeah. And it's totally different, too, because when we were younger, they didn't have urgent care.
Right.
So I think... I mean, of course, we were much tougher than the kids today.
It is true.
But I think back then, you just kind of sucked it up more, didn't you?
Right, because you don't want to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, it's not urgent care. It's either you're fine, sleep it off, see what happens, or you go right to the ER.
Yeah, and the ER is only for, like, when there's a bone sticking out of your skin.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Because because you're there for hours before they ever see you. Like,
gosh,
it's such an ordeal. So it's like, hang in there till we can get you to your primary care physician, which... Back then, we just called the doctor.
The doctor, yeah.
So he seems to be okay. We're you know, my husband's home with him now. We had to stay home from school because he can't put any pressure on his leg, God bless him.
Oh, man.
So he gets a day off today, but we're going to try to get him into the doctor and stuff. But it got me thinking, like, and this is one of the things we talked about when I first came in this morning, Dave, like when we all first arrived here, your boy.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember your first injury or your worst injury?
I got hurt a lot. I think I may have been little older than Lil Leonard, but to make you feel better, I know there were two separate times where I hurt myself really badly.
Yeah.
And did not go to the doctor until the next day. One of them, I tore everything in my shoulder.
Oh.
Everything.
Oh.
And still to this day, whenever it's, for some reason it comes up, my mom apologizes. She's like, in hindsight, probably should have taken you to the doctor instead of waiting a day. I'm like, really? What gave you that thought, Mom? The fact that my right arm was laying 4 inches lower than my left arm? That I was crying? So hopefully you're not like that. There's another time I got a concussion. Like, I got kicked in the head, so my vision was blurry for like 3 days.
Who kicked you in the head?
And my mom, playing football. Boys. And so my mom made me ride my bike to the doctor through town with blurry vision with a concussion. That's another one where she's
In
hindsight, we probably should have driven you to the doctor.
Right. I
so is that what you're
but it
kind of thinking?
Yes, because I'm wondering, like, if it ends up being really bad, is it like, we probably should have done something?
Yeah.
Do you want to check in with Liz? Because I think that she's got an interesting story like this, too. Liz, what happened to you?
Actually, while I was on hold, I thought of two stories, so I'm going to tell you both of them really fast.
Okay.
When my daughter was about 10, we went roller skating. She loved to roller skate. She went. And her wrist got ran over by a rollerblade thing.
Oh.
And for 3 days, I kept telling my husband, because my first instinct, mothers are always right. Go with your first instinct, Andy. That's all I can say. I've been a mother for 36 years. You're always right. Whatever you feel in your gut is usually right.
Okay, so what happened?
I kept telling my husband, it's broken. We need to take her to the hospital. It's broken. We need to take her to the hospital. For 3 days, this poor little girl, anytime you touched her wrist or her arm, she shrieked in screaming pain. And I finally, he went to work. I took him to her to the doctors. And guess what? I was right. It was broken for freaking 3 days, this poor kid.
Moms know.
Then another time, my son, who is now 31 years old and still actively stupid sometimes and hates doctors. And always likes to pull practical jokes. Well, when he was about 12, he played football. And we live right next to the school, so he could ride his bike, walk to his bike, whatever. I could drop kick him out the door to the school. And he decided he was going to go get his medical form for his physical.
Mm-hmm.
So he rode his bike. We just got him a brand new bike for that Christmas. Helmet. He didn't like the helmet we got him, so we went out and spent $60 on another helmet. But he had a helmet. He had everything. Well, he decided, it's only right in the backyard. I'm not going to wear a helmet. Me and my husband are at the gym. My kids are home. And we get a phone call. Mom, Johnny's bleeding. He fell off his bike. I said, no, he's fine. No, Mom, it's bad. He's bleeding. There's blood everywhere. And we thought he was practically joking. So by the time me and my husband got home, it looked literally, we thought he had ketchup on his head. Nope. Went to the hospital. They had to bandage his head. They wanted to put stitches in, but my son, being scared to death, said, no, just do what you can. So they glued it shut.
Oh, gosh.
He had a concussion, and it was horrible. And we literally thought he was faking.
Oh,
another
gosh.
Time, I was right. Like, he needed to go to the hospital. He was not faking.
All right.
Yeah. Moms, no.
So you're not overreacting. I mean, I'm sorry to say, how old did you say? He was like 9?
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, he's going to have many, many, many more injuries.
That's very
and
true.
And as a mother, I have grandkids now. My oldest kid is 36. My youngest just turned 31. My grandchildren range from 16 to 2.
Yeah.
And I still run the minute they meet me.
That's
today
awesome.
Is my day. Today I find out if I have to have a lump removed in my leg, and I'm terrified. But, of course, I know my kids are all on speed dial. So the minute I get the result, I have to call all my children.
Of course.
But we never stop worrying as a parent and a grandparent.
Well, Liz, you will be in our prayers for sure. Keep us posted,
so make
too,
sure
okay?
Make sure he gets his help, yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you, Liz. So what was your first injury as a kid? Can you remember it? Do you want to share it with us? Because we want to hear it.
Yeah. Oh.
We want to hear it.
All right.
Yeah, let us know. 215-263-6700.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.